Food poisoning is something we all want to avoid. If you're one of the unlucky people, you know why. If you haven't had it, then you want to keep it that way, trust me. 1 in 6 Americans will get a food-related illness this year. Today, I want to share some basic food safety info so you aren't one of them. So what makes us sick? Bacteria such as E. coli or Salmonella can live on our food. If food is not cooked to or kept at the right temperature, these bacteria multiply and make us sick. To destroy the harmful bacteria, you need to cook your food. One of my favorite lean proteins is chicken breasts. My mom always said chicken is safe to eat as long as it's not pink. Unfortunately, you can't rely on color to measure doneness. Sorry, Mom. You need a food thermometer to check the temperature. Place the food thermometer in the thickest part of the food. It shouldn't touch bone, fat, or gristle, and make sure you clean it before and after each use. Chicken needs to be cooked to a temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Eggs and ground beef need to reach 160 degrees, and steak, fish, and pork should be cooked to 145 degrees. That's a lot to remember, so here's a tip. If unsure, just cook things to 165 degrees since that's a safe temp for everything. After 2 hours at room temp, the bacteria can multiply to unsafe levels. Make sure to eat your food or store it before that time runs out. When you're ready to put it away, the food needs to be stored below 40 degrees in the refrigerator and 0 degrees in your freezer. Remember, the best way to avoid getting sick is to pay attention to the temperatures of your food. This has been Lacey O'Malley with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.